That was a good transition.
Oh my god. I want Ustream to get cancer and die because it's so fucking broken.
Is your internet broken right now?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh. Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Ustream fucking hate them.
Well, I do hate them.
I don't know.
Here's the worst part.
Who do you have DSL through right now?
AT&T. It's my only option.
God damn it.
So you're saying AT&T sucks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's probably because it's out here in the middle of bumfuck.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's like that. The apartment complex we're moving to, we have to get AT&T. There's no other option.
Is it DSL, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have UVerse. Are you sure you can't get UVerse?
No,
not yet.
Oh, because that shit's sweet. That shit's almost as good as Fios.
Well, almost. Actually, in an apartment complex setting, it's nowhere near as good as Fios.
Because you're still sharing one fiber between a bajillion people.
Yeah, they do fiber to the node, and Fios is fiber.
So it's probably cable speeds, if that.
So I guess the internet is down now?
Yeah, I'll go restart it. Do you want me to stop the recording?
You do that.
No, I don't, whatever.
You can edit it out later.
I will not be doing any editing.
Yeah, whatever. We're just gonna sit here and not talk.
No, I'm gonna do the audio mix version of this.
Of the audio mix of what?
I'm all about having fun.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna go change clothes.
Start a fire in someone's kitchen.
Hang up
this. Maybe go to SeaWorld. Take my pants off.
The what?
So I'm all here by myself.
107.9.
You're listening to a little running on empty.
Take it into your drive time commute.
Going with the
BJ and the booger face.
The phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays. We're here with Steamy and the Jerkweasel. Jack off and the bear.
What?
Whatever.
So Jack off, tell us a little bit about your tour.
Jack off's tour? What's he touring?
I'm touring for cancer. And
jacking off. Alright, so this is the post show to podcast 34. Intense problems with internets and Ustreams have made video things not work. This is the fourth time we've heard this song since we've started.
Yes, I'm all over the place.
All Ben Folds playlist here. Okay, so I had a couple things pulled up for potential. Did he go shit? Did he seriously just go shit?
No, he did a change.
Alright, because goddammit, I don't have all day, you know? I don't have 10 years for that boy to crap his pants. Oh, internet's back. Ustream's still just shitting itself. All I need to do is for it to connect so I can stop it and maybe save some of the recordings. So, a couple of things for the post show. Let's take a look here. Cracked did a list of terrible early versions of great movies. I actually read this and can summarize it for discussion purposes, but it's pretty fucking brutal. As soon as Josh gets back, oh, look at that. Look what we're doing here. We're recording. I'm going to go ahead and hit stop recording. Now when I click save, it's going to be like, save this last 5 seconds? Sure, why not?
You're a real hooker.
Oh my god. Go to hell, Ustream. Josh is changing because he is currently wearing his fancy bastard costume, which consists of nut-bearing short shorts and leg warmers. Hey, look at him. Alright, sit down. Let's get to this fucking post show. What are you going to do? Like, put those in my face or something? Get away. Like a weapon. Now the elastic's coming out of him and everything. That's horrible.
Sit down. All.
Get ready.
This is
it's a drawstring.
It's the drawstrings.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Alright. post-show topic, Cracked put out the list of the 7 shitty early versions of good movies. Like, the treatment was either terrible or the script was bad. Okay. It's interesting.
I'm not sure I understand. It's a movie that actually turned out to be awesome, but then early scripts right. were found
like,
that
like
were terrible.
If they had made the movie they'd intended to, it would have been terrible.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay, number one was Alien. Alien started out as a gay porn in space.
What?
I shit you not.
Yeah, I've seen that.
The first script for Alien featured a cast of 6 men. All of the sexual tension between Ripley and what's his name, Tom Skerritt, yeah, whoever he was,
the guy from Big Offensive,
was still there, but they were both dudes. There are several scenes with naked men, and here's the interesting thing. The link is on the notes here, but they actually linked to the scripts. They've got the early scripts, and they've linked to each one of them.
So what you're saying is that I should read this one.
Right, and just pleasure yourself, I guess. Let's see. So, here's one. Roby appears in the doorway. Standard turns and looks at him. For a long moment, the two men regard each other. Then Standard steps forward and slaps Roby across the face. The others are shocked. Hunter. Hey now, what's this? Ask him. Roby slowly puts his hand to his cheek. I understand why you did that. It's like emotional gay drama and... Then there's just selections.
It's pretty, it's how you know it's real.
A powerful deep throbbing begins. The ship vibrates. Another one says, how did it get so big? I think they're talking about an alien. It's some kind of organ. It's inserted some kind of tube or something down his throat. It sounds like a really bad gay space porn.
Wow.
Also, Earth was spelled IRTH for some reason.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird movie.
In the future, Apple... Has
yes, lowercase IRTH. There was tentacle porn. The aliens were tentacle porn aliens. 6-foot monstrosity. Okay, I brought those for me to eat because I've had lunch. So get your taco fingers off them. Thank you. I'm just going to put those over here, away from you. And it's empty.
God damn it.
Yes, they're big tentacle porn octopi. What else was pretty terrible? Let's see. For instance, there was a full-grown alien when it was first introduced. It immediately rips a man's head off and carries away the still-wiggling body, prompting Roby to react with a line that we sure would have been gleefully quoted out of context. It was horrible. Horrible like a chicken.
What? Oh, okay.
That's a line from the script.
I didn't actually understand.
Like a chicken with its head cut off, I guess? I don't know. Are you looking at it?
No, Eli just sent me a photo I was not expecting.
Oh. Next was the James Cameron version of Spider-Man. Have you heard about this?
I've
This is from like 96.
To it a long, long time
ago. It was like 96.
I never heard anything about the actual script.
Okay. The studio that had the rights at the time told Cameron, we will not give you your $3 million writer's fee until you turn in a completed script budgeted under $60 million. So all he did was take the script that had been in the hands of like no less than a dozen writers over like 5 years and edit it and put his name on it.
Uh-huh.
And it had been edited, it had been done by so many people that it was fucked up. I encourage people to read this script. It's basically Batman the movie from the 60s,
uh-huh,
but Spider-Man.
Just a whole bunch of villains and just random shit.
Campy bullshit. Doc Ock was the villain.
Oh, God. Doc Ock in 1996 would have looked so bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
Doc Ock is the best thing it has actually
happened. Doc Ock thinks he is... Okay, the origin for Doc Ock was that both Peter Man and Professor Octavius got bit by the same spider. And his octopus legs are supposed to be spider legs. He thinks he's Spider-Man.
Okay.
The whole point of the movie is that he wants to be called Spider-Man. And there's already a Spider-Man. And it doesn't make any sense. And then there's some choice to... Ben dies in the first 10 seconds and they never mention it again. Which is like the whole point of Spider-Man.
Yeah, what?
What?
That's pretty shitty. Doc Ock's... assistant. He had a sidekick named Wiener. Peter turns to go and comes to face to face with the hulking Wiener. No, maybe the Wiener's piss off Wiener. Yeah, there's a lot of mentioning of Wieners. Let's see, where's the Doc Ock dialogue that I wanted to find? Oh, Flash Thompson has lines such as, "Holy jumping jelly beans! Will you look at that Spider-Man?
Holy rusted metal, Batman!"
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, here's a quote from Spider-Man. "He can get to the power. Electrical power. To the max. Nuclear power." Like, what? It's written by a child.
And now a depressing song by Ben Folds. Oh, that was a good song. I can play that one.
Sure.
But, and I remember this being rumored around in the magazines like Fangoria and whatnot, they wanted Arnold to be Doc Ock.
Yeah, that would have been awful.
Which I was actually looking forward to at the time. I thought,
you know, when I saw the making of thing, when they showed how they made the arms for Doc Ock, super mad props to why Spider-Man 2 is so much better than the first one, because all those are like real, and they had like puppeteers.
A mixture, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just
we went to E3 that year, and they actually had one of the arms like in a glass case. I spent half the show like...
Oh yeah, like when the arm like pours his drink, he's actually being fed a real drink, and they had to do that take like 150 times.
Yeah, well, because it was puppeteers like running the whole show, and I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like they just wore like black outfits, like with the were basically like Green Man, like running around.
I just got done watching the Iron Man behind the scenes on the DVD. Same thing. Every single shot is like 50-50 digital, to where you cannot tell. Like, half the time, Tony or Robert Downey Jr. like could not physically stay in the suit any longer. It was too heavy. It made it too hard for him to act. So he would only be wearing the parts that were getting touched by other people. And then the rest of it was just like a red bodysuit, and they put in later.
Wow.
So at any given time, he's either wearing the chest piece in one arm or nothing at all. Like,
wow, that is incredible.
Yeah. I thought he was at least wearing a rubber suit pretty much all the time.
Yeah, no. I remember reading that
That is well fucking done.
Yeah, it was like the
I would watch that.
It was really good. What is it? Cinefex, which is like the industry standard book for like all the Hollywood dudes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like highly impressed, because I came from Industrial Light and Magic, and I was like, wow, they haven't done good work in a really long time. This was like a...
Well, they also worked with the guy that
Island
did...
Island did Pirates.
They had...
That is incredible.
No,
work.
They had one good character, and the rest was sub... Like, they used their B-team.
Yeah,
they had one good character in Iron Man.
They also worked with the Iron studio... Man. What's the guy's name? Really famous guy that did Terminator.
Stan Winston.
He did all the physical models.
Yeah. They built like a real, like...
Ironmonger?
Yeah.
Okay, Ironmonger at the end. The dude is actually in an Ironmonger chest, and it's being moved pneumatically to look like it's walking towards him, where he's like, "I'm gonna get you, Tony!" And the rest of it, the whole body is fake. It's just the torso and up. And then, he's not even on... Here's the weird thing. Their sets, like that rooftop set at the end of the movie... That rooftop set is that glass floor, like, painted onto a floor, and nothing else. It's just a soundstage.
Sure.
That movie melds digital and real effects so well, it's retarded. Like, and then there's actually kind of a glimpse.
See, but they have the common sense to actually have a set that physically exists to begin with, and then you put some digital stuff on it, and not be like, okay, here's your blue room...
there were no green screens.
Yeah.
I shit you not. Not even surrounding the sets, there were no green screens that I could see. It was like all... I don't know.
We've gotten that good.
You know when he sticks his arm up and the blades come out and deflect the bullets or whatever at the end? Okay, he's wearing like two-thirds of a suit, but his arm is just in a red stocking. And like, it's just so good. Like, you don't notice any of it.
That's incredible.
I should loan you that book, because you should read about Dark Knight. Like, the reading on the Dark Knight one is awesome, because it's like they talk about how they filmed like 3 months straight in Chicago to get as much as they could. Like, they didn't like the scenes where the cameras are the helicopters are flying in, and it's like a picture of Wayne Tower. Like, that's all like double negative. They didn't use digital effects to put in the Wayne on the building. They shot it miniature and then re-superimposed it. Because
kind of like matte painting.
He's that hardcore about, like, not... He wants, like, digital effects very last, like, resort. Like, as fully possible. And then the rest of the sets, they built...
We only need that for the stupid sonar thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we'll see.
The other thing is the... That Iron Man behind the scenes proves that Jon Favreau is a badass. I thought he made okay movies, and Iron Man's fantastic, but he was so involved in every part of that movie. He was, like, sitting there at Skywalker Sound, and they're like, okay, so here's the sound for the repulsor. And he's, like, giving them notes on, add, like, a thunder crack and a pig squealing in the background so that there's just, like, a little undertone of this and that. And they're showing him the dailies on the effects, and he's like, that happens too fast. That's off screen. You know, I really want you to get the sense that the machines are putting the suit on him, and he's like getting everybody notes, and he really had like a vision for the whole thing. So I have way more respect for him now. But
well, yeah, on top of the fact that like he's like just, it's so cool to have
super
like
geek.
Yeah, it's awesome to have super geek like entrenched in Hollywood because there's not nearly enough of those.
Yeah, you got him, JJ. Whedon, who isn't really part of Hollywood. Also, there was an interview with Terrence Howard. Dude, that guy's a diva. I don't know why they fired him. I don't care. Whatever. But he's a bit of a nut.
I heard him on NPR, and he's just like, I'm so awesome.
He really is a nut.
My shit's awesome. Like, literally, when I shit, it's awesome.
Well, I have something to say about that. But on the Iron Man DVD, like, the only thing he says is the scene where I come out to rescue Tony, and there's a sandstorm. Let me explain something to you, okay? It was like a 2-hour helicopter ride to get there, and when I get out, when you start breathing, it's 50% sand, 50% air.
Does that make him a
so immediately...
Whoa.
So immediately, your lungs are filled with 50% sand, and I still have to act. Have you ever walked through sand? I'm like, shut the fuck up. You got like 10 million. Eat a dick. Shut up, cock. No one else is complaining. Then I read an article with him. He did an interview with like Elle Magazine or some shit.
What?
Where he talked about how women have to behave for him. Number one, he's gay.
Seriously?
He has to be.
Oh.
Because he's so disgusted by women that he can't not be. He said that if he goes to a woman's house and goes into her bathroom and doesn't see baby wipes, he just sees toilet paper, that's the end of the relationship, unless she agrees to start using baby wipes instead of toilet paper.
Oh, no, that's true. Oh, no, that does make him gay, doesn't it?
Yes! Yes, that's what I'm saying! That's like, if I see her vagina and there's not a penis there, then I tell her she has to leave. Like, he converts them to baby wipes. Anyway, so back to the topic.
Yeah, next one.
Back to the Future was originally about a has-been shithead scientist whose entire life was ruined, and Marty, and they ran a bootleg porno operation where they would bootleg porno tapes and sell them to high school kids. And Doc Brown like used all his technology to build this. Then the Time Machine... What was the Time Machine? Hang on. The Time Machine was like a pod or something. Anyway, the way they get it to work is Marty accidentally pours Coke on it. And it turns out Coke is the fuel for time travel.
That's retarded.
Wow.
So when they go back in time...
Thanks, Coke.
The only way they can jumpstart the Time Machine in the past is by breaking into a nuclear plant and with Coke... And, like, fusing uranium and coke or something. And they cause a mushroom cloud explosion in the past, which apparently wasn't a problem for them.
Nobody will notice that.
When they get back to the future, everything is powered by coke. A new world order of coke has been instituted. And it's the 50s. It's the 80s, but everyone still acts like it's the 50s, but there's, like, flying cars and robots.
So it's, like, the sock hop and fucking poodle skirts and shit.
With robots and flying cars.
Flying cars and, yeah. And Pepsi is pissed.
Really glad.
Like, this is why the movies, like, there was such a backlash against the script that they, like, started crazy promoting Pepsi.
I don't know.
Because there's Pepsi all over those movies.
I'm just really glad that movie did not get made. But that script is terrifying. Let's see if there's anything else good in there. Also, as a consequence of their actions in the past, rock and roll never happened. That's one of the lines, too. Like, there's no rock and roll in the future, or in the present.
Marty, don't tell me you've never heard of rock and roll.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Gladiator's next. It actually isn't that different. It's just not as good. I don't even want to talk about it.
It should have just ended with a big epic battle at the end. That was the only difference I wanted to see.
The only big difference was it had a happy ending.
It was a perfect movie.
It had a happy ending at the end.
That movie did not need a happy ending.
He lives in Spain, like, with his very much alive wife and family. But there is one scene. First of all, Maximus's name was Narcissus originally.
Narcissus, okay.
And Narcissus was the guy that fell in love with his own reflection, which is weird. But the guy that should have assassinated the emperor in history was supposedly named Narcissus. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
There was apparently a scene where, like, they bring out the emperor's sister cooked alive in a steel bull.
With a Lovely Hollandaise sauce?
Yeah, I guess.
What are you talking about?
That wasn't, like, shitty. It was just different and weird. Okay. This is actually pretty good. The Matrix.
Oh, no.
They had been shopping it around forever. And no one understood it. No one got it. But the original dialogue, okay, instead of Neo getting reached out to through the Matrix with, like, the single lines of code or whatever, follow the white rabbit, Neo. They were doing it in AOL chat rooms.
Oh, seriously?
And so all the chat douches were there. And so some of the lines are, "The Matrix is a euphemism for the government. No, the Matrix is the system for controlling our lives. You mean like MTV? I mean Sega!" Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then Neo says, "Fucking idiots don't know shit." This is still in the chat room. Let's see. Gizmo, at one point, in the real world, says, "God damn, what I wouldn't give for a copy of that software." To which Trinity replies, "Gizmo, you don't have the hardware to handle that software." Like, the writing was just terrible.
Wow.
It was just absolutely terrible.
Whoa.
At the end, instead of jumping inside Agent Smith and blowing him up, Neo just flips him off as Agent Smith is going up an elevator, and he can't get the elevator back open in time to kill Neo. That was the end.
Ah, elevator!
He actually screams no with 5-0s. Agent Smith's final line is,
"Okay, wait, so let me reconstruct that. Agent Smith shoots him in the chest like 40 times, whatever."
Yeah. Oh, he does not stop the bullets.
No. Neil gets shot in the chest, like, 5 times.
No, I'm saying in the original one, though, they even get rid of, like, "I can stop bullets." Okay, that's over.
Whatever. So then Agent Smith's like, "I did job well done." He walks down the hallway back to the elevator. As he gets in the elevator, Neo wakes up.
Neo stands up, flips him off, and the doors close. And Smith goes, "No!"
Because he can't hit open door fast enough.
Yeah.
And then he goes down to the first floor, and then gives up.
Yeah, it's over. The end.
That's retarded.
Though the sequence where they were rescuing Morpheus was originally supposed to involve ninja stars instead of machine guns.
I could go either way.
Like, all ninja stars.
But, dude, ninja stars in bullet time? Think about it.
No, I've been right.
Because you're going to get, like, the ninja stars can hit in the neck. Eli, you want the super close-up ninja star into the neck in bullet time with blood, like, ejecting out.
They're not going to show that.
On the other hand.
What? They did a close-up of a bullet through a leg or something.
Oh, whatever.
Despite the fact that this is number two, this is the worst one. Okay. The original script for Star Wars. May have heard some of this in, like, rumor before.
Is there a whole bunch of, like, Tashi Station bullshit, or...
The first draft...
This is about Luke Starkiller, isn't it?
Yeah. The first draft... is sort of like Star Wars in the same way that getting run over by a bus is sort of like driving a car. The right elements are there. Wheels, road, etc. But they just aren't doing what they're supposed to. The story follows a fat teenager named Anakin Starkiller.
Oh, God.
Anakin's dad drags him to the planet Aquilae, where they meet General Luke Skywalker. Almost immediately, Aquilae is attacked by the New Galactic Empire for reasons that can only be explained with a flowchart and an advanced understanding of post-Jedi Rebellion economic policy. Two or three more flowcharts deconstructing Aquilian politics will be needed to explain how General Skywalker loses the war. It's all of his political bullshit that he, you know, destroys his films with. They leave. They get shot down over Wookiee country.
Cash which it, leads, baby!
No, it's still on the same planet.
Oh, never mind.
Which leads General Star General Skywalker to train a squadron of Wookiee fighter pilots to shoot down the Death Star. There's a quote, in one of the Wookiee crews, a pilot is picking fleas off the back of a tail gunner.
Okay.
So anyway, let's see. There's a princess. The princess says, Mina's not staying. I'm not leaving her. You can't. Starkiller punches her square in the jaw and knocks her out cold. You read that right. He just sucked Princess Leia in the fucking face.
That's awesome.
Princess Leia is 14 and Starkiller is like an old man and they still have a relationship. Or no, Skywalker was originally her lover. Oh, and he reused this name later, but the Dark Sith's name was Sith Knight Prince Valorum, which I guess later became Chancellor Valorum, but Sith Knight Prince Valorum. Let's see. The Emperor's name was Kaz Dashit. He's just got such a gift with names of being terrible.
God, how the hell did he...
Oh,
Lucas!
This is good.
Now, Marcia took over.
Marcia
is responsible for the first two movies.
Here's a rehistory of Chewbacca and Solo. The 8-foot Chewbacca, who resembles a huge gray bush baby with fierce baboon like fangs,
bush baby.
It's like a marmot. Struggles to free his companions. General Skywalker embraces Han Solo, the underground contact. Han is a huge green-skinned monster with no nose and large gills. He's Greedo.
Huh.
So that's weird.
Maybe Greedo did cheat first.
Yeah, no, no.
In some sort of weird backwards.
No.
No. Those are pretty terrible. The last one was the first time they tried to make Batman before...
Tim Burton
did, and it was basically, it's a mashup of 60s Batman and then the later movies, because it's silly bullshit, but they're talking about how, like, the Penguin was the villain, the Penguin's flying around on, like, you know, helicopter umbrellas and shit, but it, when I read the description of it, it's no worse than Batman and Robin, like, it's, or Batman Forever, it's as bad as those, so...
So that horribleness has just been in society.
Yeah, it's just been waiting.
It's like racism. It's never going to go away. It's
sure,
just
no.
That shitty. It's going to last forever.
Right. The last thing... I don't even know if I care about this. Let's see. Probably shouldn't. There was a list of video games that should be made into movies. But I haven't played any of these, so I don't know. Dead Space...
They actually already make animated series for that.
Oh, they are?
They already made it. It's a prequel to the game.
Is it out?
I think it'll be out shortly on DVD.
I think it's already out.
It might already be.
This list is pretty boring, so I don't really care.
Over it.
Anything else?
I have a video, but we'll have to watch it afterwards. It's for that On Back with Tony Jaa.
What?
I don't know what any of those words are.
Okay. Yeah,
apparently they made a sequel.
Oh.
And it's a Red Band trailer.
Oh, well,
is this a movie?
We will partake. Yes.
Yes.
It's okay. The first movie was actually it was dumb, but
it's technically
it was
dumb. However, that in this movie, someone takes a small baby elephant and throws it across the room.
Wow.
Which makes the movie awesome.
I'm all about elephant violence.
Well, the whole movie is like he's protecting a baby elephant.
Yeah, and then at the end, there's the skeletons and.
Yeah, and it turns out that the main chick that's like the villainess or whatever is actually a tranny, which is okay. Awesome.
Right. None of that. The only thing about that movie that actually matters is that what's his name, Tony Jaa?
Yeah,
is basically the next Jackie Chan. He does all the stunts with like no safety equipment, and
sure.
He can do the most physically amazing shit you have ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty retarded.
That's the only reason the movie.
But only in terrible movies.
Yeah,
that's kind of how Jackie Chan. Works.
Well, I know.
Yeah, so it's a complete replacement.
I don't want to watch Drunken Master.
Hey, I can do the Batman voice with these chips.
I listened to that, your interview or your, what was it that you did? I guess you co-hosted.
Oh, that podcast interview?
And they were like, do Batman. And you're like, I don't have chips.
I don't have popcorn, yeah.
And you're like, I need something to put in my mouth.
balls. Alright. Hijinks Ensue Podcast Post Show. Over.
Later, bitches.
Thanks for your donations. Thanks for hanging out. And, you guys are awesome. Who's Binka Balkan?
Let me. It was mine.
Alright, we're done.
Bye.
Kill yourself.
Why do you keep doing that?
What are you doing?
It's Ben Folds.
Where's it from?
It's from iTunes. Now I'm 3 inches tall. For all the pretty people.
Oh, I've got that. Alright, we're done.
We're done.